Back to School on FOSS 107.
Finley.
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about?
Computing and science.
Oh, no, I was brilliant at computing and science when I was at school. I got an A in my GCSE for this. So off you go. Tell me more. I'm all ears.
Which one would you want to hear first?
I don't mind. I'm both very interested in. Computer.
Okay. So we've been writing a blog, and also we've been creating a game on Scratch.
Okay, so this is the program where you can actually compile stuff and then you end up with something on the screen you can see.
Yeah.
So how easy was that to learn?
Quite hard.
Who came up with the concept for a game, or were you given a concept?
Well, we had a chance to design our own game, so we were in partners and we had to choose what game we wanted, both of us.
What did you go for in your team?
We went for Shoot a Duck.
Shoot a Duck? Mm. Poor duck. So how did that work? Had you got like something across the bottom of the screen and a duck flying across the top?
Yeah, we had a duck flying across the top, and we had an arrow that went up, and if you hit the duck, the points would go up.
Okay, and did it work properly?
We haven't finished it off yet.
How far have you got with it then?
We just need to add in all the movements and then we'll be finished.
And what was the other thing you wanted to say about?
Science.
Science, okay.
Our last lesson in science, we made oobleck.
No, I'm not aware of this. Oobleck.
Oobleck. It's something where if you put your hand in like and you don't put any pressure on, it just sinks in. And then when you like punch it really hard, it goes solid.
Now, I didn't realise it was called oobleck. Yeah, so that's an interesting stuff. It's similar, isn't it, to cornstarch? Have you done about cornstarch?
Yeah, cornstarch. You can make it with cornstarch and water.
And what did you use for the dye to make it black?
We made it like different colours, and me and my partner made it like blue and purple. So it was like it went really blue, then really purple, then it just synced in with each other.
Right, so it just merged into one blobby mess, I presume.
Yeah.
Good, so science, a bit of fun then, more experimentation. Yeah. Good stuff, well thanks for that. Thank you. So Emmy, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about in year four how we play, but we learn brass instruments in class.
Okay, so do you have an orchestra here?
We don't have an orchestra, but we have a music teacher called Mr. Davis, and he comes in and teaches us. We normally do it on a Wednesday, so we did it yesterday. Mr. Davis comes in, we've all got separate instruments, and I think we're taking them home soon, but we've got to get a letter out first. Well, some of us play P-bones, which is a plastic trombone, and I play the baritone, and there's also trumpets or cornets.
How long have you been doing it?
Only a couple of weeks, because we're kind of new to it, so Mr. Davis has only been coming in a few weeks now.
And have you struggled with the blow? Because it's really difficult, isn't it, to blow a brass instrument?
Yeah, because you have to do this kind of buzz, and I didn't get it straight away, and I'm still not 100% now. It is really hard, but I feel like I'm improving.
Is it a bit like blowing a raspberry? Is it like they're like... Like that?
Yeah.
That's how you do it, isn't it?
Yeah. But then, like, it gets kind of complicated because you have to learn all the notes.
Oh, that's the difficult bit. I tried to learn music. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I know A, B, C, D, E, F, G, isn't there? Is that right?
Well, we've done so far is we've learned the notes C, D, and E. So what you have to do in the songs is you have to press some down, then press the other down whilst blowing it as well, which is really hard.
And am I right in thinking, has he told you that you can change the tone as well by how you use your mouth?
Yes, he has showed us. He said when you play a C, you can do like different tones with it, and he has shown us because I'm not sure if he plays all the instruments, but he plays quite a lot.
Good. Well, thank you very much. Sounds very exciting. Looking forward to being in an orchestra, maybe doing a few concerts at Christmas?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Back to School on FOSS 107.